News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say at least six people have been killed in a suicide bomb blast near a checkpost in front of a high school in central Kabul. It's close to a site where a demonstration had just broken up. The Islamic State's Afghan affiliate, known as IS Khorasan Province, claimed responsibility for the attack. A member of the military was among those killed. At least 20 were wounded. Officials in Farah Province say about 30 local policemen and four civilians were killed and several others wounded in a Taliban attack on police outposts in the Khak-e-Afghan district on Sunday night. The Taliban took four policemen with them as hostages. Children and women were among the dead and wounded. Palestinians have fired dozens of rockets at southern Israel, and Israel has responded with airstrikes on Gaza a day after deadly clashes on the Israel-Gaza border. Israeli officials say the rocket fire wounded at least seven people, including a 19-year-old who was critically hurt when a mortar shell hit a bus. On the Palestinian side of the border, officials say the Israeli airstrikes killed at least two gunmen. The latest violence comes a day after an Israeli incursion into Gaza led to fighting. Israel said one military officer was killed. Palestinian officials reported seven people killed, including a local Hamas commander. Deadly wildfires raged Monday at several sites in the western U.S. state of California, with authorities saying 31 people have been killed. Another 228 are unaccounted for. In the vast state along the Pacific Ocean, officials said that about 150,000 residents have been displaced. 29 of the deaths occurred in a Northern California fire that destroyed the town of Paradise. That fire is only 25% contained. This is VOA News. The international human rights group Amnesty International said Monday it is stripping Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi of its top honor because of what it called her failure to speak out or halt grave atrocities against her country's Rohingya Muslim population. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Amnesty awarded the former pro-democracy activist and longtime political prisoner its top honor in 2009. Amnesty's Asia-Pacific advocacy manager, Francisco Bencosme, told VOA his organization is deeply disappointed in Aung San Suu Kyi for not forcefully speaking out for the Rohingya and other minority groups in Myanmar.
We gave her the award in 2009, in part because we felt, and it was our expectation, that as an ambassador of conscience, she would continue to use her moral authority to speak out against injustice around the world, but in particular in Myanmar.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau confirms that his country has heard a recording provided by Turkey of the death of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last month.
Canada's intelligence agencies have been working very closely on this issue with the Turkish intelligence. Canada has been fully briefed up on what Turkey had to share.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday he had shared the recording with Britain, France, Germany, Saudi Arabia, and the United States. Protests and litigation are dominating the vote recount in the southern U.S. state of Florida. It's pivotal races for governor and U.S. Senate. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
All 67 counties in Florida are facing a state-ordered deadline of Thursday to complete their recounts. It was a weekend of recount drama in Broward and Palm Beach counties, home to large concentrations of Democratic voters. Governor Rick Scott, the Republican candidate for Senate, is suing the Broward supervisor of elections over incompetence and gross mismanagement. Unofficial results showed Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson was 0.14 percentage points. In the Florida governor's race, Republican Ron DeSantis led Democrat Andrew Gillum by 0.41 percentage points. I'm Julie Walker.
And this late word, the Vatican has told the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to delay any votes on proposed new steps to address the clergy sex abuse crisis. The surprise announcement was made Monday at the opening of the U.S. Bishops' National Meeting in Baltimore, Maryland. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo said the Vatican asked that the American bishops wait until after the Vatican holds a meeting in February with bishops from around the world to address the crisis. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.